This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There are now fewer coronavirus cases, but the death toll continues to rise. That number sits around 2,000 people who have died, with more than 75,000 people infected. We get more from VOA's Julie Tabo.
At the moment, we don't have enough data on cases outside China to make a meaningful comparison on the severity of disease or the case fatality rate. We're following up with countries to get more information about what happens about each case and the outcome.
The WHO Director General said it's crucial for impacted countries to be transparent and share information with the World Health Organization so it can help. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Trump has granted clemency to a collection of prominent men convicted of an array of crimes, including a former Democratic state governor who once sought to sell former President Barack Obama's vacated Senate seat. Mr. Trump, who has recently cleared the names of well-known figures who had run afoul of the law, commuted the 14-year sentence of ex-Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, after he served 8 years. As he was boarding Air Force One for a trip to Los Angeles, Mr. Trump told reporters he had seen Blagojevich's wife and make up an appeal for his freedom. An Istanbul court has acquitted a noted philanthropist, Osman Kavala, on charges of sedition, ending a trial that drew international attention as a test of civil liberties in Turkey. Kavala and 8 other defendants were acquitted on all charges for a lack of concrete evidence. The packed courtroom erupted in applause and cheers as the verdicts were announced. It also acquitted 9, but the case of 7 others who had left the country and were tried to abstention would now be tried separately, but arrest warrants for those